But what's unique about Steve? Well, he believed in the paradox that sometimes less is truly more. You see, Jobs didn't just aim for a slick design. He sought a more profound connection influenced profoundly by Zen Buddhism and a strong sense of intuition. And these elements, my friends, are more integral to Apple than most might realize. First, imagine this: a titan of technology with the heart of a monk. Thanks to Zen, Steve Jobs mastered the art of valuing emptiness, and it's called Ma. This isn't about missing features or lost opportunities, but celebrating the beauty in absence, the potential of what could be. And let's think about the early Apple products that define expectations. Remember the first iMac without the floppy drive or the original iPhone sans the physical keyboard. Steve stuck to the vision of understanding that you sometimes must let go of the old to usher in the new. But that's not all. Before Apple took the world by storm, Jobs embarked on a transformative journey to India. There, amidst the spiritual backdrop, he tapped into something potent: intuition. While logic has its place, Jobs trusted in the power of his inner compass. And what makes Apple unique under Jobs, it's more than just tech. It's a blend of design and experience mingling. And what's beautiful is that Jobs was as proud of the things Apple didn't make as the ones it did. He continually pushed the envelope by embracing the idea of Ma and trusting his gut. Drawing from Zen teachings, Steve believed in the art of possibility, free from conventions and the shackles of the past. His mantra: don't just extrapolate from the present. Instead, see the future as a canvas of endless potential.